Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
President-elect Donald Trump scored an early political win when he claimed to have struck a deal to save more than 1,000 jobs at a carrier plant in Indiana. But the details of the deal that have since come out have undercut, to some degree, Trump's victory lap. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. Donald Trump was able to win Rust Belt states in the Midwest in part by fashioning himself as a champion of the working man, an impressive feat considering that the only tool he's ever used is a spork from KFC. And in almost every campaign rally, he promised to keep American jobs in the U.S., offering one specific example, Carrier, a company that makes air conditioners and other ventilation systems, which was planning to move about 2,100 jobs from two facilities in Indiana to Mexico. Trump repeatedly pledged that he would punish companies like Carrier for outsourcing jobs and would personally intervene to try and stop them.
I'm not going to let other countries take our jobs, like Carrier, where they move their factory to Mexico, they fire everybody.
We're not going to lose Carrier air conditioning from Indianapolis. We're not going to let Carrier come in, make air conditioners in Mexico, sell the air conditioners to us across a very strong border now without consequence.
There will be consequences. They will pay a 35% tax on every air conditioner that comes across the border.
You're looking at a situation in our country where our jobs are being ripped out of our states. I'm not just talking here. They're being ripped out of our states. They're being ripped out of our country. Like I say it, like candy from a baby.
Who rips candy from a baby? The whole point of taking candy from a baby is that it's supposed to be easy. You don't need to rip it from them. Trump is always so much more extreme than necessary. If I see a baby with candy, what I do is I punch him out, and then I rip it from his unconscious hands. Then I tie the baby's feet together so that when the baby wakes up, it's all the more harder for them to track you down. And then you have the peace of mind of enjoying your candy. Although, in fairness to Trump, babies do have much bigger hands than he does. But apparently Trump didn't actually think he would have to live up to his promises. In an incredible moment of honesty, he admitted that the only reason he intervened to cut a deal with Carrier was that he saw someone on TV who, for whatever reason, believed what Trump had said during the campaign.
I'll never forget, about a week ago, I was watching the nightly news. They were doing a story on Carrier, and they had a gentleman, worker, great guy, handsome guy, he was on. And it was like he didn't even know they were leaving. He said something to the effect, no, we're not leaving, because Donald Trump promised us that we're not leaving. And I never thought I made that promise. And then they played my statement. And I said, Carrier will never leave. But that was a euphemism.
A euphemism? I'm not sure that's how you pronounce that. Also, what you said was not a euphemism. If you say, I got to second base, that's a euphemism. I'm not gonna let an air conditioning company move to Mexico is just a sentence. How'd your date go last night? Let's just say, I didn't let an air conditioning company move to Mexico. Does that mean it went well? So Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, intervened to cut a deal with Carrier's parent company, United Technologies, that they claimed would keep roughly 1,000 jobs in the U.S. At a victory speech at the Carrier plant, Trump went so far as to claim that, actually, the number's over 1,100 people, and bragged on Twitter, quote, they will sell many air conditioners. That's right. Because of Donald Trump's heroic intervention, those Indiana workers will now sell many air conditioners. There's just one problem. As a Wall Street Journal reporter pointed out, it's a furnace factory. A furnace, which is, of course, the opposite of an air conditioner. Nonetheless, if you went by some of the initial media coverage of the deal, you might have thought that Trump saved all or even most of the jobs slated to move from Indiana to Mexico. But now that the actual details of the deal have started to trickle out, it seems there's less there than meets the eye.
Well, the Carrier deal that Donald Trump negotiated last week might not be saving as many jobs as we all originally thought.
A total of 800 jobs are staying. It's 700 factory jobs and then an additional 70 salary positions. Now, the union says some of those saved jobs touted by Mr. Trump and Carrier CEO actually included hundreds of research and development jobs that were never slated to leave to begin with.
So in all, 1,250 factory jobs moving to Mexico versus 730 being saved in Indiana.
So they're still outsourcing 1,250 jobs. Sounds like a certain baby just got his candy ripped away. So Trump first claimed he would stop Carrier from moving jobs to Mexico, then claimed he was saving over 1,100 jobs, and then it turned out he was saving only 730, which the Washington Post reports is just 37% of the total who were due to leave the state. Of course, Trump is the master of making 37% seem like 100%. Now, it is very important to note that 730 jobs were saved, and for those families, that is a great relief that we can all be happy about. But when workers at the plant found out how many jobs were still going to Mexico, some felt they'd been lied to. And the head of the union that represents Carrier's employees had even harsher words to describe Trump's initial claims about the number of jobs he was saving.
Yesterday, Chuck Jones, the president of the United Steelworkers local that represents the Carrier workers, said that Donald Trump, quote, lied his ass off about the number of jobs saved.
And Trump does have a tendency to lie his ass off. That's why Chris Christie is always there to catch it. And this is interesting. We found some tape of other times Trump lied his ass off. And if you listen closely, you can actually hear his ass hitting the ground.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I am the least racist person you've ever met.
Solid gold ass. The man has a solid gold ass. Nonetheless, despite its many flaws, there's no denying the deal was politically popular. But for Republicans, what's so surprising about this new policy of strong-arming companies into making business decisions is that the GOP has spent 8 years calling Obama a socialist for his economic policies. Remember how they reacted to the auto bailout, which saved as many as 1.5 million jobs.
Who better to take charge of an industry in trouble than your federal government? The administration is on a mission to hijack capitalism in favor of collectivism.
Now you're in the position where the government somehow has to coerce or force us all into buying the small cars that it insists Detroit puts out.
General Motors is caving. General Motors has bent over and grabbed the ankles. Chrysler's bent over and grabbed the ankles. What are we supposed to do here?
Bent over and grabbed the ankles? Save that kind of talk for the Access Hollywood buzz. So they accused him of coercion and hijacking capitalism. Well, as you might have guessed, they see the Carrier deal a little differently.
He strong-armed him. What's wrong with that?
That's a free market guy.
He's negotiated it. He's going at it. Yeah.
He's won this one.
He's won 1,000 jobs to stay in Indiana. I have no objection to that whatsoever.
Yeah. Next air conditioner I buy, promise, because I'm glad we're making him here, is going to be a Carrier.
So what was your reaction when you heard that Carrier was going to keep 1,000 jobs in the United States after talking to Trump? What was your reaction? I mean, you're standing up and cheering, right? You're saying, my gosh, this is really happening. I mean, this is just flat out cool.
Nothing sounds less cool than when Rush Limbaugh says flat out cool. He sounds like your stepdad trying to show you his new barbecue grill. Check it out, son. There's a separate rack for poultry. It's flat out cool. This has been A Closer Look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.